Well, an ongoing challenge at our place every time we want to go on holidays is what do we do with our pets? Couple of dogs, couple of cats. And we find a way around it, of course. There are various options. But here's one that you probably haven't heard about, and I think it is really a great idea. It's called Sitter Guide, and it's been described as the Airbnb for all pets, great and small. CEO and founder David Richards joins us now. G'day, David.
G'day, Harvey. How are you?
Oh, great, mate. I'm very keen about this. I've had a bit of a look through the material that you've sent through, and I think it's a terrific idea. But how about you tell our listeners what Sitter Guide is all about?
Lovely. Absolutely. Look, Sitter Guide, and rightly so, it's like Airbnb for pets, of all pets, great and small, basically. We provide a pet sitter marketplace for pet owners to find a perfect local, trusted and insured pet sitter. And it really provides a nice solution for, especially coming up to the holiday season, where everybody's running around trying to figure out what to do with their pet, whether it's a dog or a cat, bird, fish, you name it. We look after them, and we basically match them up with a pet sitter of their choice.
I've always held the belief that if you can keep a pet in its own environment, it's far better for that particular pet. I have used kennels and I've used catteries, and they've been very good. I must say there was one experience I had that wasn't so good for the dogs a couple of years ago, and we wouldn't be going back there. But if you can find someone to actually sit in your house and look after the pets, I reckon that's probably the ideal way. So does a Sitter Guide provide for that, David?
Absolutely, Harvey. We have a number of pet sitters who able to go to the pet owner's home, and which is a really good solution, especially for pets that don't like to travel, and especially when they get into the older age group. They prefer to be in their home, and you know, they may have a favorite corner or a blanket that they like to sleep on. And keeping
it's called
routine,
my bed.
Your bed. I have the same problem. Yeah, absolutely. And to keep the routine is really important as well. Look, I think too, unfortunately, my father had a similar situation with a kennel where the kennel wasn't aware of what was going on, just for lack of, I suppose, care or having the ability to look over every dog at that point. And the dog came home with a broken leg. That wasn't ideal. And I think to add to that, it was one of those moments where I just realized that this could be done a bit better. And, you know, having that personalized service where somebody can keep an eye on the pet in that one-on-one environment is really important today.
Okay, let's go through some of the various services that Sitter Guide does provide. First of all, there is a provision, of course, as I understand, for pets to stay at the sitter's home. And that's probably not a bad idea too. Whilst it's not the pet's own home environment that they're used to, it's kind of, I guess, a very close second best.
Yeah, it is. The pet. We can have pet sitters that go out to the pet owner's home, and the pet can also go to the pet sitter's home as well. So there's definitely the freedom and opportunity there for both the pet owner and the pet sitter. Might I say too, one of the great opportunities here is, unlike Airbnb where you're paying to stay, this reverses that analogy or scenario where if you're traveling. And I had a pet sitter come up to me last week and advise that she does this. So she travels interstate quite a lot for work, and she has a couple of pet owners that she stays with and rotates. And so it's a nice way of getting paid to stay. And again, going back to that opportunity of just staying in the house with the pet owner and keeping that routine there. But look, we offer a number of different services, boarding, where that's more probably in line with what kennels do. That's long term, anywhere over 24 hours or more. And that's where the pet goes to the pet sitter's house, or the house sitting option, as we mentioned, that's where the pet sitter can go to the owner's house. We also do day and night care, which is a really nice alternative to the retail daycare centres that we see pop up around towns, and are quite popular, especially with those who are working and don't like to leave their pet home alone. And we also provide drop-in visits, and that is a solution where maybe the pet owner doesn't need somebody to stay over all the time, and they can have a pet sitter come in and basically do a drop-in, if you like, to check to see everything's okay. They can also check the mail, They can feed the pet, let them out in the morning and let them back in at night. So it's a really nice way to make sure the security of your home is managed as well. We have what we call a marketplace. The marketplace is services where we provide that run under an hour. So you could categorize our dog walking, our grooming, we provide training services, and we also provide a driver pickup and drop off. Now, that's ideal for pet owners who've got a busy day and they can't make it to the vet. So they can organise one of the pet sitters to come up and pick up their pet and take them to the vet and then drop them off back home again.
Sounds good. Now, how do you screen your pet sitters and what qualifications do they have to be part of Sitter Guide?
Absolutely important. So our pet sitters go through a profile or an ID check. That's a service that we provide. It's complimentary. So the pet sitters are required to upload their driver's license and their passport. That goes off through to a third-party vendor who connects into databases which are provided by the Australian government. So like your driver's license and passport is on file, and that gets cross-checked in an automated environment. And then that comes back with a confirmation of whether that's been verified or not. So that's the first point for us. We go through and talk to our pet sitters as well through an interview process. We screen as many as we can in that process. And as far as, I suppose, making sure that the pet owner and the pet sitter are meeting the standards or the expectations of each other, we have what we call as a meet and greet option. So in the booking page, we have a live chat in there. So there's no need to meet in person. You can do the live chat and you can chat online. And once both the pet sitter and the pet owner are comfortable with each other and meet the requirements that each other are looking for, they can then go through and accept that booking.
Okay. And what about insurances and those sort of things?
Really good, important question. Okay. Sitter Guide's providing $10 million public liability insurance for their pet sitters. So if anything happens, and as we know from all those amazing pet videos that we like to see on YouTube, things can go wrong. So we've provided complimentary insurance for all our pet sitters as long as they transact through the platform.
Okay. Very important question. Maybe the most important one of all, I would have thought, David, is how much does this cost?
Yep, good question. So it's completely up to the pet sitter to put their own price. So the prices can vary anywhere from $5 for an overnight if you're looking after a bird or a fish, and can maybe go up to around about $25 a night for a dog. We also cater to horses and ponies, which is quite unique for our side as well as reptiles. And for those animals, the prices can range anywhere from $15 to maybe $35 a night.
Well, I don't have a horse, but I've certainly got so I won't be calling upon your services for any horse. But the end of all this business on 6PR over Christmas, New Year, I might be heading off, so I could see myself giving you a call. How do people register? Is the registration process long? I remember I had someone stay in my place, must be about 3 years ago now. And I know, you know, filling out the forms, I took less time to buy a house.
Yeah. Look, I would suggest that it takes around 15 minutes to complete a pet sitter profile. That's including your ID check. And for a pet owner, it doesn't require as many details as we do from the pet sitter for obvious reasons. And that will probably take around about maybe between 5 and 10 minutes to complete. Not as bad as the bank loan.
No. They just say no very quickly. I think that's great. I'm sure there's people listening to us that say, well, all right, I actually don't have, or I've got pets, but I'd be really keen to look after someone else's pets. How do they get in touch with you and maybe get onto your books or at least be considered for jobs?
Absolutely. I've got a really easy web address to remember. It's all the W's, sitter. .guide. It's a new URL format which has just been released. So there's no .coms, it's just sitter.guide.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm IT challenged, David, so I didn't know that existed. That's very easy. Look, I think you've got a worthwhile business there, and we would urge people to access your service, Sitter Guide, and make up their own minds. Maybe it's not for them. Maybe there isn't a, a fit that suits them, well, that's fine. I'm sure you don't get 100% strike rate, but at least to have a chat to you. I reckon it's been a very worthwhile discussion tonight, and I do thank you, David, for your time and telling us all about Sitter Guide.
Thanks, Harvey, and I hope you have an awesome Christmas. And by all means, if you're looking to look after a horse at any time soon, let me know.
No, I've backed a few, mate, but I've never had one around the house. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Happy Christmas.